razor-sharp commentaries delivered with a purpose. You found the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
All right, joining us now on the HRNP guest line, Scott Miller, Sirius XM Major League Baseball Network radio analyst. Scott, thanks for taking a few minutes in your morning to join us in our afternoon. Scott, what do you make of the Astros so far? What's your 10,000-foot view of where the Astros are after this seven-game winning streak?
Yeah, I mean, you figure in a season in which, you know, the losses continued, you know, following George Springer and some of the other guys, Garrett Cole, losing Carlos Correa, you figure eventually, you know, begins to catch up to them a little bit. But, man, seven-game winning streak and the way they're going, it's a credit to the organization to keep covering up these losses with other really talented players and to keep on rolling. And it's credit to Dusty Baker, credit to the players themselves. You know, the age-old story in this game, guys, is it comes down to pitching, and that's the one thing. The Astros pitching, they keep doing it with pitching, and as long as they continue to pitch well, and they've got a pretty nice staff there, they're going to keep winning.
Scott, what do you make of the Lance McCullers situation? We knew it was a major story in the playoffs last year and probably to some degree derailed them from really being as strong as they thought they would be heading to the World Series. But you also thought that it would have been rectified in the offseason. And now here we are starting a new season. He still hasn't pitched. Best case scenario is maybe July. What do you think and how important is he to the overall success this season of the Houston Astros?
Well, I'll give you two answers. One, he's really important because if he comes back and if he pitches the way he has in short stints in the past, they're a significantly better team, and that increases, the October outlook. Right? I mean, you had a pitcher like him. So that's the first answer. Is he's pretty important, and he's always going to be important. But my second answer is you flat out cannot count on him. I mean, we've seen that. You know, he's kind of been the great tease over the last few years. He can't stay healthy. The curveball is hard on that arm, and we know he succeeds on one pitch by throwing that curveball time and time and time and time again. And it's just not conducive to his arm health. And I worry that Lance McCullers Jr. is going to end up being one of those guys where 10 years from now we look back at and say, what a career he could have had if only he could have stayed healthy. And I just think, you know, this it'd be one thing if it was his rookie year and he was injured, and you thought, okay, well, he'll be back. But there's a long enough track record of him not being able to stay healthy that I just think you can't count on him. I mean, that's not a big-time revelation. But I think it's just the truth.
Yeah, it's not a hot take, Scott. It's not. And it's bizarre that
right.
Yeah, they're not fire takes from Scott Miller here. And it's weird, too, right, that he's sitting out so long and, you know, is – not that far along in his rehab, and he said that the offseason and the lockout slowed down that, but no procedure, no surgery, yet it's going to be like 9 months for him to pitch again in the bigs, best-case scenario. It's Scott Miller joining us, Sirius XM Major League Baseball Network radio analyst. Look, it's probably too early to start looking at the standings, but the American League West, with the exception of the COVID year, has been a division that belongs to the Astros, and every year Astro fans are wondering, okay, well, who's going to be the best contender this year? There was some popular team that was picked in the AL West was Seattle. They're off to a slow start, under 500. Now, the other team, this is a team in the offseason, I was like, you know, if Mike Trout stays healthy, he's the best player in baseball. They have the reigning MVP in Shohei Ohtani. You would think that those two alone could carry them to a successful year. How real are the Angels 31 games into the season?
Yeah, you know, they're getting more real with each week. Let's put it that way. It's it's always been, you know, and I don't have to tell you, it's about pitching with them. Like I just said with the Astros, you know, if you pitch, you win. The Angels over the last 10 years have not been able to pitch, and at least not consistently. And this year, Noah Syndergaard has been a really nice addition. Again, a little fragile because of, you know, coming off of Tommy John. So we don't know, is Syndergaard going to be able to do this all year or not? But, you know, in his first handful of outings, he's given the Angels every reason to, you know, to be excited. You know, his fastball isn't what it used to be. You know, one in his heyday, it was 99 or 100. Right now, he's topping out at about 94. But he's mixing in his slider, his curveball, and it's all working for him. I mean, 5 starts, 2.45 ERA, 21 strikeouts and only 6 walks, and you know, it's solid. And so Ohtani is off to a really good year on the mound as well. 3.08 ERA, Syndergaard. They've got Michael Lorenzen, the former Cincinnati Red, has helped. They've rebuilt their bullpen. They still have the closer, Raisel Iglesias. But they've got some other veteran bullpen guys like Aaron Loop and Ryan Tepera. Archie Bradley, who's not had a good year so far, and he's been hurt. But that's what's been doing it so far. And then Ohtani has been off to a slow start at the plate. He's been better on the mound than at the plate. But then he hit a grand slam last night. And the Angels are getting a lot of good things from many different people. And, by the way, this surprised me. Ohtani, the Grand Slam last night, that's his first Grand Slam, not just in the major leagues, but even in Japan. He has not ever hit a Grand Slam.
Scott, bringing it back to the Astros front, the offseason story here was obviously the fate of Carlos Correa. Would he be back? Wouldn't he be back? And then the short-term deal with the Twins, which caught everybody's attention because that was the ideal scenario for the Astros, and you wonder why it didn't get done. But in the aftermath, Jeremy Peña became the shortstop of the Houston Astros, and as much as all eyes were on him, I don't think a whole lot was expected of him early, and he has really, really stepped up so far. Your impressions of Peña stepping in for Correa?
Yeah, really good. I mean, that's one of those situations where nobody's going to be able to replace Carlos Correa. It's a situation where your best bet is you got to have a guy come in and do reasonably well in the place, but you need 3 or 4 other guys to step up to give you what you need when you lose a guy like Correa. And yet, to your point, I mean, Peña probably is done. You know, he's done better. More, I should say, than anybody could ask of him. I know offensively it's going to be a struggle, or at least a battle, I should say, not a struggle. But, you know, on base right now about 30% of the time, he's kind of getting his footing under him with the bat. But defensively he's been a wizard. And, you know, I saw him, I was in Anaheim for the season opening series against the Angels. And, I was very interested in checking him out then for the obvious reason. You just mentioned the other, hey, who's the new guy in place of Correa? And I really like the way he carried himself, too. You know, not just what he's done on the field, and obviously that's been really good, especially defensively. But, he's got poise. He's smart. He's the way he carried himself in the clubhouse. It does not look like this place is being the majors is too big for him. It doesn't look like the moment is too big for him. And you can't say that about a lot of young players. And so, credit to the Astros, scouting, to their player development system. He's really been a revelation, and he's been a lot of fun.
I think outside of his leadership, people in Houston would tell you that the defense was going to be the hardest thing to replace, and people would be surprised that Jeremy Peña leads the league in defensive war. Scotty, great stuff as always. Really appreciate the time and look forward to catching up hopefully again very soon.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
You got it. Scott Miller, Sirius XM, MLB Network radio analyst. I really like the direction of that conversation. I felt that I could call Scotty, like we've been boys for decades.
Goes way downtown at the end with the Scotty.
I felt like we've been friends forever.
God, I really
enjoyed that conversation. I think he could call me.
Think he'll beam you up?
He could call me Jer Bear if he'd like.
Oh, wow. Good night, yeah, pillow talk.
I can't wait till Scotty and I can chat again. I mean that sincerely. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. When we return, all right. We have a song. We have a song for, who do we have? Jake Odorizzi, Jake Over Easy from Brendan over there, the Eminem Stan song. I've given Luis Garcia, Baila Esta Cumbia by Selena. Yours was Fromber.
Yep, love Roller Coaster, yeah. Ohio players.
Yep. All right, so when we return, Justin Verlander has the baseball tonight. Justin Verlander makes the start against Minnesota, maybe against Carlos Correa. We don't know if he's going to be in the lineup or not.
He's got an icky trigger finger.
He's got an icky trigger finger. We right. need your help when we come back, coming up with a song for Justin Verlander. You help us. Best one? Well, that's Justin Verlander's song for the rest of his career. Also, we'll take a look at the Astros' best storyline this season. We do it, we return. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Hey, before we go to the break, I want to tell you about the good people at Apollo Men's Health. Look, there are people that can't get enough of Apollo Men's Health. They have done the research. They continue to be enamored with Apollo Men's Health because Apollo Men's Health gets results. You know what? It's how you want to treat your life on a daily basis. You know, some people are just content with getting older and aging and all the different things that they used to be able to do they can't do anymore. And other people, well, they just want to live life to the fullest. They're not trying to win an Olympic gold medal. They're trying to win the day. And in part of doing that, they consult with Dr. O and his staff at Apollo Men's Health to try and get the best out of every single day. From the boardroom to the weight room to the bedroom, if you need some assistance, they are here to help. It's simple. You go to ApolloMH.com. Scan the website. See all the different ways they can help you, from recovering quicker after workouts to getting on a workout plan and losing weight, starting with a full body composition analysis, to all the different ways they have hormone therapy that can help both men and women fight through and navigate every single day of their lives. It's really simple. Your health is your wealth. You have to invest in yourself. And that's exactly why you go to Apollo Men's Health. They'll take care of you every step of the way. When you're on that website at ApolloMH.com, book your first appointment. Finding out that most major insurance is accepted and discounts for military personnel, it's absolutely great. But on top of that, what's even better, the staff cares about their patients. They're going to ask you some tough questions on that first visit, but if you give them honest answers, they're going to set you up with a program that's going to be a plan that works. They're fantastic people. And, you know, if you mention my name, Joel Blank, and ESPN 97.5, on that first official visit, you can either get a free B12 shot or a free body composition analysis to get you off on the right foot. And then as you keep going back and checking in, you can see your progress, chart it, and be encouraged that you are doing the things and taking the strides to be a better you on a daily basis. Check them out today. It's the good people at Apollo Men's Health.
ESPN 97.5.